Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. This is Pastor Dave, and welcome to this broadcast, this program that we're doing today. And I just want to invite you to church. Come and join us some Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 10 a.m. on Sundays. If you can't join us on Sundays and are looking for a home church, email me at Pastor Dave, and I'll help you find a church in your area. If you need special prayer, email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and our prayer team will be praying for you. I'm going to start a new series today, and my wife and I just finished a road trip. We went on a road trip. Everybody likes road trips. Well, my wife's family, her parents are still alive, and they live in Florida, so my wife's not able to fly because of the lead poisoning, so I drove her to Florida. Wow. It was a 5,600-mile round trip by the time we stopped in Texas and saw some family and friends, and I did a wedding, and we're back. And as I was driving, I had a lot of alone time to think. I thought about the Israelites who wandered in the wilderness of the desert for 40 years. Now, I only wandered across the United States 5,600 miles both way, you know, total, but I was wandering around for 2 weeks driving in my car, and I thought, what would it be like to wander around for 40 years? Wandering around. We traveled through some pretty barren places along the way. I don't know if you've ever driven across West Texas on Interstate 10. I can tell you there's not a lot out there in West Texas. My wife would wake up for a little bit. She would tell me to make sure that I get gas before we go through West Texas, and then she'd fall asleep again. I think she was a little afraid that I was going to run out of gas and we would be stuck out there with no gas or a bathroom. Now, well, back to the Israelites. They wandered through the desert for 40 years. They had seen a miracle after miracle. For openers, they saw the Red Sea parted and they walked through it without getting wet. Their enemies were swallowed up in the flood when it closed on them. The Israelites were given breakfast every morning with manna, bread from heaven. When they were tired of manna, they complained, and the Lord rained down quail for a treat and a blessing. The quail and manna were only good for that day. The leftover manna and quail would spoil if they tried to save it for the next day. Wow. Talk about living day to day for your daily bread. We say a prayer a lot of times. Well, we say a prayer every Sunday in our church, and it's called the Lord's Prayer. And there's a petition in there that says, give us this day our daily bread. Think of living day to day with God providing for you. Now, that's living by faith. That's living by trust. I wonder how we would do living day to day, trusting God to provide for our meals. When we're thirsty, would we trust God to provide water? They got water from a rock flowing long enough for all of them to drink. God rescued the Israelites from slavery and gave them their redemption, their freedom. God gave them the Ten Commandments and formed them into a nation. Our passage today comes at the end of the wilderness wanderings. They are sitting on the brink of a new beginning, a new year, a new life, a fresh start, a clean slate. They were getting ready to enter the promised land. Just stop and think about that for a minute. A promised land. Our so what would come early today, and I always have a so what. That's what I do. I think you can hear all these words from Scripture. You can hear me talk, but what are you going to do with it? What is your application? And I call it a so what. My so what for today, what are the promises that God wants to give you? What are the promises that God wants to give you today? What are the promises that God wants to give you this year? Before we turn to God's word, let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord God of all promises, fill our hearts and our minds with your presence, your promises, and your purposes for this year, for this day, for this week. Amen. the time has come. 40 years has gone by. Moses is about to die and turn the task of entering the promised land over to Joshua. Moses gives Joshua and the Israelites these words. If you have your Bible, I'm going to say turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31, 1 through 8. If you're working or driving, listen for God's word from Deuteronomy 31, 1 through 8. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I'm no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Verse 6, 31:6. It's a verse you could underline. It's a verse you could memorize. 31:6 of Deuteronomy. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. I'm going to stop there for a minute because I believe there's someone listening right now that's maybe a little terrified. Maybe you're really worried about what's going to happen. What's going to happen tomorrow? What you're facing? I'm going to ask you to be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous if you have to go to the doctor and hear what the doctor has to say. Be strong and courageous if you have to go through a relational breakup. Be strong and courageous if you're struggling with your health or your finances or a relationship. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Verse 7, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all of Israel, he says it again, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. Verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8. If you have your Bibles, underline it. Mark it in there. God's never going to leave you. People will leave you. Family may leave you, but God will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Can you enter into this story for a minute? The people have seen all kinds of miracles year after year for 40 years, and they're now getting ready to cross the Jordan River. Moses is ready to turn over the reins of leadership to Joshua. I'd like to focus on verses 7 and 8 today. Be strong and courageous. These are some very powerful words. God first tells the people to be strong and courageous, and then he issues the same words to Joshua personally. Be strong and courageous. It is something to hear those words for someone else. People out there in listening to the program, be strong and courageous. But when he puts your name in there, Dave, be strong and courageous, or Jason, be strong and courageous, or Joan, be strong and courageous, or Tom, or Diego, be strong and courageous. But when these words are given to you personally, does it make a difference? Does it make a difference? Be strong and courageous, Mike. Be strong and courageous, Ryan. Be strong and courageous, Yvonne. Clyde, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. I've been thinking a lot about being courageous. What does that look like? Courage comes in many ways. I think of little toddlers taking their lumps while learning to walk. I think of senior citizens living alone, paraplegics in wheelchairs. I think of astronauts walking on the moon. I think of those who are living with family tragedies. I think of single parents coping with children and jobs. I think of our students who are facing the challenges of going to school. I think of my unemployed friends who are desperately seeking work. And then I think of Jesus, struggling uphill to Calvary with a cross on his beaten and bleeding back. In all these examples, we can get a glimpse of the courage of the human spirit. where we find daily battlegrounds faced and conquered. I want to break down verse 8 for a minute. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Can we say that together? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Have you ever thought about this, that God is with you? Have you ever felt His presence, that God is with you? These are powerful words. God is speaking, and God says, I, myself, no one else, it's me. I personally go before you. Do you know that God has gone before you through your day, whatever you're going to face today, whatever you're going to face tomorrow? God has already gone before you, and that God goes with you. No matter what your troubles, no matter what your fears are, no matter what your doubts are or your worries that you're facing, God gives Joshua and the Israelites this promise. God also gives us this promise. Here's what I find in these verses in this story. God's promise is His presence. God's promise is that He will never leave us or forsake us. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. And this is Pastor Dave, and I'm talking about God's presence. God promises that He will be with us. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know you, but God knows you. And His promise is that He will never leave you or forsake you. That's a promise you can rest on. I'm going to pray for those that aren't sleeping right now, that they could rest in that presence of God. The Hebrew word for leave means to, in the Hebrew, it means to leave alone or to let down or to fail, to falter or to cast down or to leave unchanged. Our Hebrew words, when we translate the Hebrew Bible, it's hard to translate that one Hebrew word into an English word. But if we were to translate that Hebrew word leave, we could say, I will never leave you alone. I will never let you down. I will never fail you. I will never falter. I will never cast you down. I will not leave you unchanged. Stop and think about that for a minute. Now, if you're driving, please don't stop. But if you're just stop and think about it in your mind, God promises to never leave, fail, falter, or cast you down. He promises never to become slack in being with us. On our way home from Florida, I did a part of my nephew's wedding. And at the rehearsal dinner, we sat down with Deacon Don and his wife. It was at a Catholic church in Houston, and Deacon Don was the deacon who was performing the wedding vows and giving the message. He has been a longtime family member of the wife's family. At the rehearsal dinner, we sat with Don and Sherry mentioned that she was a spiritual director. And I said, oh, my wife is too. We talked back and forth, and I found out that Sherry had gone to the same monastery that my wife attended in Pecos, New Mexico. Immediately, the four of us became best friends and had lots of things to talk about. Jack and Sherry spent a few hours just sharing stories of their time at the monastery and talking about many of the people that they knew. When Sherry heard about our lead poisoning, she brought us into a separate room and brought her husband and grandmother, the grandmother of the bride, and they had us sit down and they prayed for us. Now listen, they didn't know us. We had never met them until that night at the rehearsal dinner. We're from California, they're from Houston, Texas, and we shared some stories, and within an hour, they asked us to go into another room, sit down, and they said, we want to pray for you. And then they anointed us with some holy water that they had been given at the Pecos Monastery by Father Sam. Both Sherry and Jack related some hair-raising stories about Father Sam as he was the head exorcist in the southwest portion of the United States. Father Sam wore a cross around his neck that held, he said, was a sliver of the cross of Christ inside it. And Father Sam had given Jack some of the blessed salt that he had given Sherry some of the holy water. Can you imagine for that moment that God had us travel across the nation and back again in order to meet a couple from Houston who wanted to pray for us? It's kind of mind-boggling. And at the end of the prayer time, Jack asked Sherry and Don if they had a word for us and not to hold back. And at that time, at the rehearsal dinner, Sherry said she didn't have a message or a word from us, but she would pray about it. The next day, we did the wedding, and we went for the dinner after the wedding at a real fancy ranch outside of Sugar Land. And Sherry and Don came over and got up. Got us to dance in the Grand March, and a few hours passed, and it was time for us to head back to the hotel. Sherry came up to us in a hurry, and she sat down next to me. She grabbed my hand, and she held it in hers, and she said, "I have a word from the Lord for you." With all the noise of the band and the people, she looked me in the eyes, and she said, "The Lord told me to tell you that He would never leave you or forsake you." She said that many in my life have left me and forsaken me, but that God wanted me to know that He would never leave me or forsake me. Now, I have a little ditty in my emails. In fact, I do a weekly email devotional called Seed of Faith. I send it out. If you'd like to have that weekly devotional, Seed of Faith, email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and I'll sign you up for that weekly devotional. And every year at the beginning of the year, I write out a little ditty in my, it's kind of my New Year's resolution. I do a little ditty at the beginning of the year. And my little ditty for this year was Seeing the Unseen in 2019. Seeing the Unseen in 2019. I can tell you, in Houston, Texas, I did see the unseen that night. As I thought about this encounter with Deacon Don and his wife Sherry, I was led to my Bible. I started reading all the passages that contained the promise that God is with us and will never leave us. I came across a passage in Acts chapter 18. Listen to Paul's words here, or actually Luke's words. "One night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but speak and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you or harm you, for there are many in this city who are my people.'" Acts 18, 9 and 10. As I read that passage on my way home, I thought of Paul being afraid. Here's a man who had left his family, his home church, before his Damascus Road conversion. Paul was a prominent Pharisee, but then Paul encountered Jesus on the road, and Paul left his livelihood, his profession, his income, his security, his education, and his home in order to follow after the risen Lord. By the time we read this passage in Acts 18, Paul has already been on one missionary journey and is just completing his second journey, and he will be heading to Jerusalem soon. And on his first missionary journey, Paul was confronted by a sorcerer and a false prophet in Cyprus and persecuted in Pisidia, Antioch, threatened with stoning in Iconium, and was stoned and dragged out of the city and left for dead in Lystra. And on his second missionary journey, Paul was severely flogged and put in prison in Philippi. In Thessalonica and Berea, he was threatened with his life. Paul was not accepted in Athens, and in Corinth, Paul was rejected by the synagogue rulers. I wonder what was going on in Paul's mind. I wonder how his heart could stand so much rejection. How was he able to continue under so many threats to his life? How did he bear up under physical punishment? I am sure there were times when he wanted to throw in the towel, cash in the chips, sever his ties with the Messiah. Life was hard. Life was difficult. Life seemed out of control. Life surely was not fair. Had he really given up on his life for this? Persecution, threats, whipping, stonings, and put in prison? What was God doing? Where was God anyway? This is when I was enveloped in the love, grace, mercy, truth, power, comfort, encouragement, and peace of the Holy Spirit. Paul had a vision, and the Lord spoke to him. "Do not be afraid, Paul, but speak and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you or harm you, for there are many in this city who are my people." These four words in the middle of the sentence stopped me in my thoughts. I am with you. As I was praying about these four little words, the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart to look into the scriptures for these four little words, I am with you. And during my quick reference, I found 19 times where these words are spoken. Genesis 26:24. And that very night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Lord your God, the father of Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you and make your offsprings numerous for my servant Abraham's sake. God speaks these words to Isaac to fill him with hope and courage. In Genesis 28:15, know that I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. God speaks these words to Jacob to encourage him wherever he may go. Deuteronomy 36, we read it. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Joshua hears these words from Moses. Joshua 1:9, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua gives these words to the people of Israel as they prepare to enter the promised land. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. God uses the prophet Isaiah to deliver a message of hope to the people of Israel who have been taken captive. Isaiah 43:5, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offsprings from the east and from the west, and I will gather you. Jeremiah 1:8, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. Also, 1:19, 15:20, 30:11, 42:11, and 46:28, all in Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah, he heard these four little words often. His message was not accepted. He was rejected, thrown in a well, and left for dead. He was sent into slavery in Egypt and more. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet, yet he's filled with hope, courage, and strength to have an encounter with Christ. So what? Have you been feeling like God has forgotten you? Are your financial pressures overwhelming you? Have you experienced a broken relationship? Has someone you love passed away? Have you lost your job? Perhaps your health is you worried, or maybe it's the health of someone you love. Maybe the child has you worrying yourself. Maybe your child has you worrying yourself sick. The so what for us today is for you to put your faith in these four little words. Ego eimi metasu, I am with you. I am with you. These four little words that are found 19 times all throughout the Holy Scriptures, the same words Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Haggai, and the disciples heard. Now, do me a favor, put your name right in front of these four little words. Dave, this is me, God, I am with you. Put your name right there. Blank, this is me, God, I am with you. I am with you. I will never be without you. I'll be beside you. I'm for you. I'm behind you. I'm above you. I'm under you. I'm all around you, and I will accompany you always to the end. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, I pray for those that are really missing the presence of God. May they truly, truly experience God's presence in this message, that God is with them, that God will never leave them or forsake them, no matter what they're facing, no matter their fears or their doubts, no matter their worries or their troubles. May they turn and put their name in that passage and know that God is with them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My hope, my prayer for you today as you listen to this program is that you'll know that God is with you. That's God's promise. God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you're facing, He will be with you. I would encourage you, if you want these scriptures, I will email them to you. There's 19 of them that says, I am with you. Be strong and courageous. I will never leave you or forsake you. That's the promise that you can rest on. Know that I love you, but more importantly, know that God loves you, and He will never leave you or forsake you. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.